This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, where we recommend audiobooks to keep your ears happy. I'm Michelle Cobb, publisher of Audiophile, and this week we're talking about our selections for 2021's best audiobooks. Today I'm discussing science fiction and fantasy audiobooks, and I'm joined by narrator Ray Porter, who recorded one of those choices. But before we talk to Ray, let me share our best audiobooks in sci-fi and fantasy list. Blackwater Sister by Zen Cho, read by Catherine Ho. Remote Control by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Adjua Ando. Rule of Cool by Matru Siege, read by Felicia Day. The Sandman, Act 2 by Neil Gaiman, adapted by Dirk Maggs, read by James McAvoy, Neil Gaiman, Kat Dennings, Michael Sheen, David Tennant, John Lithgow, and a full cast. Vagrant Queen 1 by Magdalene Visaggio and Jason Smith, read by Nanette Savard and a full cast. And Project Hail Mary by Andy Ware, read by our guest today, Ray Porter. Great to have you join us, Ray. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And I'm actually on that list another time because I'm in the cast of Sandman.
Oh, you're in the full cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in Sandman 1 and 2.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, double congratulations.
Double thank yous. I'm so excited to be here.
That's awesome. Tell us, what is Project Hail Mary in particular about?
Well, without doing any spoilers, it centers on a character named Ryland Grace, who is a science teacher, but is also a scientist in his own right. And it's kind of about mankind's struggle to survive and to find possibly life elsewhere on other planets. Is that oblique enough?
Yeah, that's enough. I always wonder if you were like soon to like take off to another planet. Do you see yourself on one of those, you know, rocket ships?
I would go in a second. I have to say I would go in an absolute second. Every time I see one of the Blue Origin things going up, although that's suborbital and Al Shepard already did that. But anytime I see anything on the ISS or whatever, I'm such a terrible space geek. And in fact, I narrated a book called The Apollo Murders by Commander Chris Hadfield. And I got to actually speak with him. I mean, I've met famous people. I have hung around famous people, yourself included. It doesn't make me nervous around astronauts or people with space or whatever. I'm a total fangirl. It's ridiculous.
Well, our listeners can't see it, but you are recording this podcast in your booth, and you even have, you know, space and spacey lights.
I do. Yeah. I've always loved astronomy and the space program and flight and all of that. It's always been a big part of my life. So,
well, it certainly comes through in all of the fantastic science fiction you record.
Well, I'll tell you, it's fortunate I get to narrate stuff that I love, you know, that I would absolutely choose to read. And Andy Weir's book is so fantastic. He's such a good writer. And it was one of those rare experiences where I was like trying to find ways to sneak into the booth to record more through the day. Like, oh God, I want to read some more. I want to know what happens next. And, you know, I can't wait to get to this part. And it was so exciting. And I was really sad when the book was done. I really was. Went through withdrawal. It's that good a book.
Well, I'm told this was challenging in some ways, right? Because it's kind of a space opera.
It is. There's a lot of very hard, what they call hard sci-fi in it. There's a lot of proper science in the book. Although I think Weir wrote it in such a way it's accessible to everybody. It's not you know, you don't have to be Neil deGrasse Tyson to figure out what's going on in the book.
I find that's one of the things he's good at. He's got hard science, but you also can follow it.
Yes. You can follow it. You feel involved. You end up knowing more than maybe you thought you knew when you first encountered the book. The characters are so accessible immediately. He's just a great writer. I was very fortunate in that I got to narrate this book.
So you have been called a United Nations of Accents.
Oh. Who said that?
I'll never tell, but okay. How do you prepare for all those different accents?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've always been somewhat of a parrot. I'm fascinated by different languages and by dialects and by accents and all of that. It's always been something that I've loved. And, you know, I want to try to be as close as I can. And, you know, I'll miss the mark more often than not. But YouTube is a really good friend.
Huh.
You can find people who speak with, you know, that specific accent if you dig hard enough. And the trick is, don't just settle for one, because everybody talks differently. So, you know, let's say you're looking for a Dutch accent. Well, where in Holland? Do you know, is this a city person? Is this someone more rural? Are they from the south or the north? You know, there are going to be little differences, and it's about finding those tiny little things. Early on, after reading a couple of critiques of accents that I had done, I realized that there's going to be someone for whom that language is their first language, or they themselves speak with that accent. And if I can avoid taking them out of the story of the book by doing the best job I can, then that's what I want to try to do. Because it's about the story. It's about the book, you know.
Well, I will have to make sure our reviewer who called you the United Nations of Accents listens to this
Thank the reviewer. Thank the reviewer very much.
So they hear your background there. Has anything stayed with you about Project Hail Mary?
Yeah, the joy of it. The general happiness. I mean, it's written with immense good humor. These are people that, while you may not necessarily agree with some of the things they do or say, are accessible and likable, and all of the characters are characters that you want to know more about. So, you know, I find I kind of miss them. Like, I'd love to be able to do another story with those characters. You know, it's like I got to hang out with some people on vacation and we had a really, really great time, and I'd love to hang out with them again. You know,
I do know, because it's been fun hanging out with you.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations again, and thanks for all your insights. It's really helpful to learn.
Thank you very much, and my huge thanks to Audiophile Magazine. I always get so excited whenever I see an Earphones Award pop up, or heck, even a good review, heck, even a bad review. It's nice. No, I mean, it's great to see that this magazine is thriving and is so alive and so current, and I really appreciate what you all do.
Well, we appreciate all the amazing humans that record these fantastic audiobooks, and, you know, we're glad to be able to celebrate you in particular twice.
It's a privilege. Thank you.
We've been talking about Project Hail Mary by Andy Ware with Ray Porter. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Oasis Audio, publisher of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library, featuring Tarzan, John Carter of Mars, the Pellucidar series, and more. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to listen all week for the rest of our 2021 Best Audiobooks discussions, and follow us on social media, as we're often posting conversations like this one with audiobook narrators. The full list of Audiophile's 2021 best audiobooks can be found at audiophilemagazine.com. I'm Michelle Cobb. Thanks for listening.